Chicken Noodle Soup by Gaia Lux. Narrated by Pink Lotus 9. Summary. Stan's starting to think Kyle's never not sick. It's even worse once they start high school. He must miss out on at least half the year with diagnoses that Stan's taken to researching and turning up blank. Though he did use one as the basis of his biology assignment. So props to Kyle for that. Kyle has a mountain of textbooks next to his bed that Stan keeps adding to every day. There's even some from subjects they're not even studying anymore. And why the hell did Kyle think taking advanced mathematics would be a good idea? Everything becomes even worse when the SATs start looming. "Dude," Stan says as he shuts the door to Kyle's room after school. By now, this has just become part of his daily routine. School, Kyle, home. He thinks it should be boring. It's not. "You gotta stop stressing. Read on the internet it compromises your immune system." "Yeah?" Kyle hacks into a tissue and Stan wrinkles his nose, handing him the entire box. "You better not be contagious."
"Not,"
Kyle croaks out.
"You never catch anything from me."
There is some truth in that. Kyle ends up with sickness nobody else in the whole world of South Park ever has to deal with. Except that one time he contracted swine flu and Cartman managed to catch it. That was slightly amusing, Stan will admit. "Missed out on our chemistry test," Stan says, throwing his textbook onto the bed. He swears it manages to make the mattress dip. "Lucky bastard." F. That's the grade Stan just knows he's got. Every other subject has been easy enough for him to grasp. But chemistry feels just out of reach. Like he needs to flick some switch and can't quite locate it. Kyle shrugs and leans back into his pillows.
"Sure, I'll make it up next week."
"So you're getting better?" Stan can't keep the happiness from his voice and doesn't really want to. School sucks when Kyle's not around. Okay, so Kenny can be funny, and even Cartman isn't so bad these days. But it's still not great. Things are much better when Kyle's there.
"Never stay sick for long."
"No. He gets better, and then he catches something else. Or breaks his leg. Or his arm. Broke his nose 2 weeks ago when he ran into a wall during gym. And there's still blood stains on the floor if you look hard enough." Stan moves to sit on Kyle's bed and starts flicking through the chemistry textbook. "Maybe this has the answers to your perpetual illnesses."
"Go ahead, Dr. Marsh."
"Well," he stretches out the word. "Says here chicken noodle soup is the cure-all." Kyle snorts, then coughs.
"Does it really?"
"Yep." He traces his fingers along the words that are actually about biochemistry. "And Stan Marsh's presence."
"That's very specific."
"I know." Looking up from the book, Stan grins. "So how about I cook that for you? Then I help you study?" Kyle smiles and reaches out a hand, hooking it behind Stan's neck and bringing him closer. All thoughts of possible contagions flee Stan's mind.
"Sounds like a plan."
The end. Chicken Noodle Soup by Gaia Lux. This has been narrated by Pink Lotus 9.